Barry Forshaw keeps an eye on the international literary crime scene from England, where he edits the website Crime Time. He was one of the first to notice the Nordic noir movement, and he's just finished a new book on Euro-noir. Anne Strandchamp's caught up with him.
Barry, it has been kind of exciting to see how international crime fiction has become in the past few years. What's happening?
Well, it actually always has been international. It's just that we didn't notice it. Certainly in this country, we read Georges Simenon, and we thought that the writer just has the misfortune to be born in Belgium. He's really British. But then everything began to change, really, with Henning Mankell and Stieg Larsson, when the Scandinavian wave started to break over our heads.
But that's kind of just the tip of the iceberg, right?
It is, but it was a kind of critical mass syndrome. So first of all, you had Henning Mankell and his Wallander, or Wallander as he's called in the British version. And then, as you correctly say, this explosion happened, this juggernaut, which was Stieg Larsson with the Lisbeth Salander. And by that time, various shows like The Killing, they made a bigger impact in Britain than they did in America, where, of course, you had your own version.
It really is sort of astonishing when you think half of England stays up to watch this Danish TV show, The Killing, subtitled in English. That's phenomenal, don't you think?
It's not only that. This strange syndrome has happened, which I've noticed recently. People now at dinner parties or the water cooler moment, they spend their time apologising for not having seen The Killing. So it's become kind of fashionable and de rigueur to watch these things.
Right, these have become must-sees. Well,
they are.
Beyond Nordic noir, there's an entire European continent of crime fiction waiting to be discovered by American and British readers. I know you've been surveying this for a new book on Eurocrime. Give us a sense of, you know, the international range.
Well, I think it's interesting that when I was writing Euro-noir, I looked at the countries which had a kind of the sense that something was really happening, something big. For a long time, it was Italy. And you had writers like Camilleri, his Montalbano series is made into a very popular TV series over here. Then you had France, which has a particularly healthy selection of writers at the moment. There's a woman writer called Fred Vargas, whose books are eccentric. They seem in some ways like Agatha Christie-type mysteries, but with something wrong, there's a screw loose, there's something missing. And they have a tremendous sense of France and the French sensibility.
Now, what about if we head over to Germany? Who are the big stars there?
There's a writer called Nele Neuhaus, who is phenomenally popular. Snow White Must Die is the kind of breakthrough novel. It's about a young man coming back to his country town, and he's been convicted of a crime which he may or may not have committed. And this crime has had terrible repercussions on his family. The problem we've got when I'm talking to you like this now is that you can only say so much about them because you don't want to give any revelations.
You can't give it away. So every writer is different, of course, but are there general national characteristics that distinguish, you know, German crime fiction from, say, French crime fiction?
Yes, I think there is with French crime fiction, there's a certain playfulness, there's a certain Gallic whimsy, which you will find in a lot of the French crime writers. In the Italians, and this is quite interesting for the British, we love to look at the series adapted from the books, and we like to read the books, which all have this Italianate warmth, and everything is slightly laid back. But we in Britain don't quite respond to that. We think that's not really the real world. The reason we like the Scandinavians is because it's a cold climate, just like Britain. They have a fairly phlegmatic, not so much gloomy, but what we would consider to be a realistic view of the world. And we feel that that's the real thing.
The detectives in Nordic fiction, you know, they're usually on the grim side. They're all these introverted, depressed, alcoholic, divorced detectives.
Yes.
Are the Mediterranean detectives a generally happier
No,
bunch?
You see, now that's quite interesting. The Mediterraneans, like Montalbano, have good sex lives. They eat a lot of excellent food. They're always sitting in one of their favorite restaurants where the maitre d' always knows their name and knows what they like. And behind them is the ocean. But we know it's not real. And we do want damaged coppers nowadays.
Why do you think that is? Why do we want our heroes troubled?
Because perhaps vicariously, we want and don't want the kind of life they have. We love to be the detective who solves everything. We'd like to think we are that capable. Also, you have to say that it is often in crime films, it used to be, the policemen were rather dull just solving the cases. So now one way to make the policeman interesting is to give him just as much character and just as many problems as any of the criminals have.
Hmm. You know, reading crime fiction, one of the great things about reading crime fiction is that it can be a way to get a kind of inside view of the social or political issues in another country. So what kind of issues do you see, oh, for instance, German crime writers writing about?
Well, in the terms of the German crime writers, as yet, it's just really what could be applicable to America and Britain, which is the corruption beneath the surface of an ordered town, quite often small towns, in which everything seems to function okay and everybody is happy and they get on. Needless to say, this conceals some heinous crime that was committed, usually far in the past. Crime fiction of many of the foreign countries is about something from the past coming back to affect the present.
Do you
much
think that
more.
Has to do with the sort of echoes from yeah. World War II or Germany's Nazi
well,
past?
That is, in fact, not so much the Germans, although they do talk about it, but as the Scandinavians. So Joe Nesbo, his books are about the legacy of the wartime past and the slightly tricky relationship that some of the occupied countries have. Joe, for instance, talks about the fact that his own father fought on the side of the Germans in Norway and was obliged to apologize for this. So this is, it's still a hot potato for many of the Scandinavian countries.
But this reminds me of something I think you wrote about. Somebody said to you, one of the great reasons to read crime fiction is if you're traveling to another country, read a crime novel from that country. It will tell you much more about the country than a travel guide would.
It's absolutely true. Invariably, a crime writer is trying to make his or her country interesting.
So I was thinking more about the risk of romanticizing another culture. You know, whether you would, if you're translating, you know, Swedish fiction for an American audience, I would guess there's the temptation to make it conform to our romantic stereotypes of what Sweden should be like.
You've actually got it in one when you say that, and Valanda is the way to look at that. So Valanda, the Swedish, two Swedish series, show you this flat, urban Sweden. This is not the tourist Sweden, it's council estates, it's factories, it's not at all beautiful, and it feels even set in the rather beautiful little town of Ustad, which is Henning Mankell's setting. It's not made to look beautiful. Now, when the Brits go over and make Wallander, as they now call it, with Kenneth Branagh, everything is exquisitely beautiful. And you're absolutely right, it is romanticized.
Barry, if we want to travel on beyond the, I don't know, the standard European countries, the Northern European and then the Middle European, what if we head even further south? Spain, Greece, Turkey? Is there crime
yes.
fiction in those countries as well?
There are some terrific writers, but there's definitely fewer books in those countries. There's good crime writing coming from Japan, from China, from Russia, which is not Europe, of course, but nevertheless. Personally, I think anybody who loves crime fiction should spread their net as widely as they possibly can.
Barry Forshaw is the editor of the crime fiction website Crime Time and the author of Nordic Noir. His new book, Euro Noir, will be out this spring.